For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Ladies and gentlemen.
With guest host, Andrew Siciliano.
Go! Mookie Betts at it again.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Francisco Lindor, he has hit a grand slam. California, here we come.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network analyst Brian Baldinger, Vikings wide receiver Jalen Naylor. Coming up, MLB writer for The Athletic, Levi Weaver. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Andrew Siciliano.
I am still reeling, I'll be honest with you. I am still trying to refocus, get my bearings after TJ's story about a Twix and a Kansas City hotel room.
Just keeping it real.
If you're just joining us, good. You didn't miss it.
Man, stop being a hater, man.
I'm not a hater. I'm just trying to get rid of the visual.
What? It could happen.
Last time
to
I was in a Kansas City hotel room, I was bitten by a spider and needed antibiotics.
See, that's a worse story
you
than
just
mine.
That sounds terrible.
I spread a Twix bar all
I just
over
fell asleep.
A hotel bed. I mean, next time I go to Kansas City, I may sleep in the new airport there because it is fantastic.
It is very nice.
It is so much better than the old airport. Where, true story, one day I showed up for a 7 o'clock flight, went to the Starbucks. It was closed. The gate was down. Like, what? Major airport. The only coffee shop back in the day, the old airport. Where's the coffee? So I went to somebody else at a little kiosk, a little newsstand, and I said, hey, what's with the Starbucks? It's 7 o'clock. The answer was, quote, oh, she called in sick. For a big city airport, there was no coffee because, quote, she called in sick.
One person.
That's the way it goes. That's the old Kansas City airport. The new one smells like
lilac.
Rich mahogany. It's fantastic, and I recommend you go there. Anyway, Chris Brockman.
Hey, Andrew.
Jason is here. TJ is here. My name is Andrew. Rich was in London. He still is in London. He joined us last hour. Let's talk baseball because we are celebrating. At least TJ is. His Mets knocking out the Phillies tonight. We're going to get the Yankees trying to do the same to the Royals. We have a game 5 coming up as well tomorrow for the Padres and the Dodgers. And my Guardians are facing elimination, but they will win tonight or this afternoon, and they will force a game 5 coming up on Saturday. Mark it down because I'm optimistic. Okay. You should be as well. Levi Weaver writes baseball and does it well for The Athletic. You should read The Wind Up with Ken Rosenthal every day because I do. And Levi joins us now on The Rich Eisen Show. How are you, man?
I'm good. I feel like I got here just a little too late for some good Kansas City stories.
Yeah, unfortunately. Absolutely did. Levi,
I don't know that you really Levi, missed anything.
You did, Levi.
Yeah, I don't know that you did. It's just TJ falling asleep while eating a Twix bar and then waking up and then realizing that this doesn't look good because he rolled all over the Twix bar while in bed. And you could, are you painting? Can you paint that image? You're a wordsmith.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I'm caught right up.
Paint that image. That is a fantastic. Hold on. Before we talk baseball, I'm looking at your cork board behind you.
The last time he was on, we talked about this.
Yeah, it's tremendous. Let's break down that board last time.
I'm trying to. What's the
That's
best?
A little glary there. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I get it. What's the best card up there?
He's got some good ones.
Yeah, it's probably this one. I don't know if you guys can see. That's a Bob Gibson rookie card.
I see that.
Wow. That's.
Don't you have a Clemente the up there, too? Levi?
I do somewhere. I recently just rearranged this, so I know there's a Clemente up here somewhere. You know what? We're gonna take too much time finding it, but
no,
I've
it's
got
okay.
Oh yeah, right there.
There you go.
I used to do
this as a kid. I had the cork board in my bedroom, and I was always concerned with like finding the right push pin size and not actually marring the card and putting the pin only through the plastic. It's an art.
It really
is. you just get the hard plastic ones, and then you can pin down the edges of the plastic, and it doesn't ever touch the card.
Wow. We are some dorks. All right. With that
I miss my corkboard now. I'm looking at that like, man, bringing back great memories.
Levi, are we headed towards the Fox ultimate dream of a Subway series?
You know, maybe we are also headed for the Fox ultimate nightmare of like Padres Tigers. It can really go either way.
I just remember back in the day when I worked in that building, Ed Gorin, whom I love dearly, would have that bottle of red in the control room just waiting for that Yankees Red Sox and waiting for the possibility of the Yankees and anyone in the World Series. And we might get back to a Mets-Yankees World Series. Now, the Yankees have work to do, and so do the Mets for that matter. But Levi, Rich made the great point about 20 minutes ago. If we had told you that the Mets would be sitting there just with their feet up smoking cigars, heard it was a late night last night as well, good for them, waiting to see who they get in the LCS, what would you have said?
Yeah, I mean, 10 days ago, they had to fly to Atlanta to play a doubleheader just to get into the playoffs. Like, it took until after the last day of the season, the scheduled last day of the season, for us to even know if they were going to make the postseason. And now here they are. The Brewers are down. The Phillies are down. And they're going to see either the Dodgers or the Padres. And by the way, either one of those is going to be a phenomenal matchup just for different reasons, right? Like, if they play the Padres, you have just vibes against vibes. That's going to be such an entertaining series if it happens. If it's Mets-Dodgers, you have a very clear underdog, like a David and Goliath. You got Otani and the, you know, however billion-dollar offseason that the Dodgers had. We all expected them to be here. We did not expect the Mets to be here. And the other thing about the Mets is that they've had like one ho-hum win in the last 10 days. The rest have either been very close, one-run games, two-run games, late comebacks, even their losses. The loss to the Phillies was a walk-off. It has just been like, we are getting spoiled. There's going to be a day next, you know, May or June, when I'm bored and I'm watching, you know, a game that's like a 10-2 blowout. And I'm just going to think back to like, do you remember what it was like to watch baseball, just sitting on the edge of your seat, every pitch, just like, what's going to happen now? What's next? What are they going to do next?
Sorry, with a McDonald's Happy Meal character as the new mascot, in essence, which is just absurd. Yeah,
sure.
It's absurd. Yeah. Talking to Levi Weaver here from The Athletic. I'm curious, watching the scene in San Diego the last couple of nights, and look, last night, Mookie Betts' early home run shut him up, and then the game was never really in question after the mid-innings. What does the rest of baseball think? And I know what happened where, you know, they didn't want to talk to Ken Rosenthal a couple of nights ago. Like, but what does the rest of baseball think about the attitude, the swagger, everything that is Fernando Tatis and the Padres?
I feel like a few years ago, Tatis, there was this sort of, you know, oh, this freaking guy, you know, because he was so flashy. I really haven't heard a whole lot of that lately. Because I'm now writing the newsletter and I'm in the clubhouse less, I can't really give you like, oh, hey, finger on the pulse, what I've heard from players. I can tell you what I've heard from, I guess, you know, other writers and on social media and just, you know, myself watching the games. I love it.
Yeah.
I think he's one of the most fun players to watch in the entire sport. And here's the thing. If you root for him and he hits that big home run and he, you know, flips the bat, and that's not as uncommon as it used to be. There are a whole lot more players that are playing with a bit more flair and a bit more panache. It's wonderful. You cannot help but just be, you know, exhilarated by that. If you root against him and you see that and you're like, oh, this guy, he did that to my team, then the next time he gets out, then you enjoy that a little bit more. Like, I think it is good for the game. I think it's so much fun. But I've always been, I think sports are this, they should be this outlet for that, whatever it is in the human DNA that has that sort of like overt celebration in us that you really don't get to do in everyday life, right? Like, you can't get the parking spot that the other guy was trying to get into and you step out and you're just like, ah, got you, eat it. You know, we keep that in real life. I think sports are a great outlet for that. I think they should allow more celebrations in football when guys score a touchdown. Bring the props back. It's entertaining. It's not hurting anybody. I love it.
Yeah, I agree. I do think some of like the ridiculous chains in the dugout are exactly that, ridiculous. Like just because sure. Miami years ago did a turnover chain didn't mean that it had to take over all of both college and professional sports. I find some of those silly, but conversely, like Otani's emotion after the home run in game one, right? Like, you don't often see that from him. Like, that was amazing. And I am here for that. I'm here for the game five as well. I mean, obviously, what's on the line for the Padres, who everyone in San Diego hates, hates the whole LA everything, right? Although when you go to downtown San Diego, they try to make it more and more like sunset, like you're going out in Hollywood. I'll just say that, but that's a whole different story there when it comes to bars and restaurants, and that's another story. But what's on the line here for the Dodgers, potentially, if they get knocked out, Levi, by the Padres again, I'll just leave it open. Then what?
Yeah, I mean, it's sure going to sting. They definitely spent like more money than anyone's ever spent this last offseason. And we just sort of expected, look, if they stay healthy, they're going to win 120 games. They didn't stay healthy. They got Kershaw on the injured list. They got Glasnow on the injured list. Tony Gonsolin hasn't pitched for them at all. They've got Gavin Stone is on the injured list. Like, they have so many injured pitchers. Even two of the guys that are pitching for them, Walker Buehler and Yoshinobu Yamamoto, are coming back from injuries and don't really necessarily look like themselves. Yamamoto's throwing three or four innings a start. So there is a lot on the line, but also if they lose, nobody on the team's going to want to make excuses. And frankly, they need to address, like, why are our pitchers getting hurt so much? It feels like it's a sport-wide epidemic, and maybe more so in LA than anywhere else. But if they lose, we had like one starting pitcher. Like, what do you want? On the flip side, if they lose and then Detroit wins, and Detroit also just has one starting pitcher, that's not going to look good for them. So, yeah, the stakes are high. The stakes are always high, but that's the thing with the playoffs. It's a crapshoot. Baseball is, you design your team with two goals in mind. One, design it for the marathon to get through this 162 game season and make the postseason. And then there's a little bit of a flip. It's less about depth and more about, like, we need our top tier of guys to be healthy and perform. And it's such a small sample size compared, especially in the wild card and division series round. It's a 5-game series. If you lose 3 games, which teams do all the time during the regular season, 2 far worse teams. I am of the opinion you could put the Colorado Rockies in a 5-game series, and once in a while, they're going to beat a team that's way, way better than them. It's just the nature of the playoffs.
Sure. And it's what's fun. It's what's maddening as well. It's what makes the losing hurt that much more. Because as a fan, we were talking about this earlier, talking to Levi Weaver here from The Athletic. You put 6 months every day of your life into rooting for a team, and then all of a sudden it's over so quickly. I'm personally dealing with that as well. I'm a Guardians fan. I think they're going to win tonight and force the decisive Yom Kippur game 5 on Saturday. But that's just me. I'm curious, again, what does the rest of baseball think about what I think, honestly, is a bit of overmanaging? You knew the Tigers were going to the bullpen game yesterday, and you're burning pinch hitters in the first and second inning to deal with a lefty-righty matchup. Now, that had been discussed, clearly part of the game plan, but I don't get putting guys in your lineup and not even letting them get an at-bat. Like, why are we... You know it's going to be a low-scoring game. Why are you playing that game? And Steven Vogt's a huge reason this team is here. All right, not going to take away from his regular season success as a rookie manager. It was amazing. But why are you doing that?
Well, yeah, I get it. And it definitely seemed like a bit of an overreaction to the pitching chaos of the Tigers, right? It is very strange. It's very unusual to see a guy get pinch hit for before his first at-bat. On the flip side, like, it's Will Brennan. I don't mean this as any disrespect to Will Brennan, but is he a guy that you're going to really wish in the eighth or ninth inning that you had off the bench? In a league where there is a DH now, you're not going to have to pinch hit for your pitcher, so you don't really have to worry about that. I think it might have been as much for misdirection as anything else. Or like, okay, Will Brennan's starting this game. Aha, just kidding. Like the equivalent of an opener where you're going to get this guy, but for one inning. Do I think it was the right move? Well, it didn't really pan out. I don't know that it would have mattered either way, but I mean, having Will Brennan available off the bench to pinch hit late in the game wasn't really the difference between a win and a loss here. So, and probably not, you know, Kyle Manzardo, who was pinch hit for in the third inning. It is perplexing. But I also know that Stephen Vogt is much smarter about baseball than I am. Yep. There's some of me that wants to kind of defer to him. And also I appreciate the urgency, right? Like it is the playoffs. Every game is a must win game. So if that's what you think you need to do to win a baseball game, let's see how it pans out. I don't feel like it backfired so much as I've seen other moves backfire this postseason where you leave a pitcher in too long, or, you know, take him out too early. So
it was just befuddling. I personally do like Will Brennan's bat. I also like the fact that in a huge outfield like Camerica, you potentially could have used him a little bit later. I think he's a better, obviously, we know he's a better outfielder than Noel. But sure. You're right. It didn't matter. Down the stretch, no one could get a hit. Someone's got to get a hit with a runner in scoring position. And it was David Fry, actually, who laced one with two men on in late innings. That's just, you know, nice play made at third. He actually had a good at bat there. What annoys me is that Manzardo was taken out of the lineup. I think most fans wanted to see him get three or four at bats. Right. I mean, he's a guy that when he came back from the minors really did hit. He found his stroke. He had one of those throw the bat and scream at the dugout moments late in the season. You wanted to see him get those ABs, sure. And you didn't. Regardless, I want to get back to the Mets here real quick. Not that it's only about the Mets here. Which team do you think they do prefer?
Ooh, good question. Because you're either getting, you know, chaotic, feral baseball against this dignified juggernaut of the Dodgers, or you're getting chaotic, feral baseball against also chaotic, feral baseball, but maybe a little bit, in fact, let's just be honest, a more talented, I think, team in the Padres. Mm-hmm. And I say that more talented than the Mets. I don't know, the Padres, Dodgers, I don't know, that talent matchup is very close and has been a lot of fun to watch. I don't know. That is such a great question, and I really don't know. Do you match up your strength against another team that has the same strength? Do you match up your strength against a team that's just completely different? I think they probably would prefer the Dodgers just because the Dodgers' starting pitching is thinner than the Padres. Not that Dylan Cease has been, you know, great in the DS. That sounds strange to say that you would want the Dodgers over the Padres, but I think as far as the matchup goes, like anytime your strength is just, you know, vibes and energy, maybe you don't want a team whose strength is also vibes and energy who might be a little bit better at it than you are.
Yeah, that's fascinating, actually. As we careen towards the Yankees and Mets, of course. Yeah, I don't know that we are, but I don't know. That's one of those ones where, as the fan of the small market team, I just want to go, okay, I'm through, which I won't. I'll watch. And I also read Levi Weaver, his column, the newsletter, in The Athletic every day for baseball. It is the best. Check it out, The Windup. Levi, we appreciate you. Next time, we want the full tour of every card on the wall. Look at that.
It's so good.
Look at that direction.
I'm so jealous.
And we can see the ring light and everything. Look at that. I mean, that is fantastic.
Those are those hard cases. It's covered on my Jeter rookie card there.
Oh.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
Nice. Jeez.
Levi, we appreciate you, man.
That's awesome.
Enjoy baseball today.
Enjoy it.
All right, Levi. I have the same problem at home as well with the way my home setup is. I have footballs behind me in Lucite cases, and all you just see is the reflection. Looks like I have a giant halo on because I'm angelic, of course. Coming up, which 3-2 teams do we really believe in?
Yes.
Or maybe more importantly, which ones do we not believe in?
Ooh.
That is coming up next on The Rich Eisen Show.
For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Let's talk LinkedIn people and small business owning. I'm a small business owner. Yeah, I might host the Rich Eisen Show, but I run it too. Rich Eisen Productions is a small business. And when you're hiring for small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's not just a job board, this LinkedIn. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. That's why you got to use them. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. That's LinkedIn.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better, because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part, or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Tell everybody, Jack, who your godfather is. Who's your godfather?
Ron Shelton, who is the writer of Bull Durham.
Maybe.
The movie that made me exist. I'm here because of that film.
So why not have him as the godfather of your child?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Cosmic All-Stars.
What is it like to have Ron Shelton as a godfather?
I mean, as I got older and realized all the movies he had written and directed, it really, I mean, as I did what he does,
right,
it really became more of a resource. We get lunch a lot now, and I really like the guy. He's amazing. He's
okay.
Great.
How are you introduced him to Bull Durham? How was that introduced to you?
Well, I went to audition for Ron. I did really well, and then the agent says, you did really well, but you got to go through. And so I went out and met Kevin and pitched through the ball around with him.
So the catch that you had to conduct in order to get the gig was with Kevin Costner?
Yes.
Where? Do you remember?
Out at Warner Brothers Studios out in the valley. Outside of bungalow there. Yeah.
So people are driving their golf carts around you while you're trying to have a catch with Kevin Costner?
Yeah, and I was like, okay, no, don't break any windows.
That's right. Because you are Nuke LaLoosh. You're supposed to throw it in any direction right there.
You know, he was written as a lefty.
Right.
And Ron decided that, you know, he wanted me, so turned into a right hand. Oh,
that kind of ruined the movie, though. If only he was a lefty, that would have really taken us to the next level.
Be careful what you wish for, because you might not exist.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about it, you boil it all down.
Yeah.
Pretty
much. I'm glad you got the part. I'm glad you memorized your lines that day.
Yeah.
Thanks, ouch.
Yeah.
Wow. That was that was a Nuke LaLoosh fastball high and tight right there.
Yeah.
It's the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. I just made a horrible broadcaster 101 mistake. Horrible. There are certain things as a broadcaster you don't do. Like, you always have to remember, for example, the mic is always on. Even if it isn't, you just have to assume that if you say something stupid, somebody's going to hear it.
Yep.
Right? And it may get out one day. The mic is always on. Things like that. Also, don't eat popcorn during a commercial.
Yeah, because now it's in your teeth.
We can't get out.
I thought that when I saw you walk by.
Well, you're eating a bag of popcorn.
I'm like, having a bag of popcorn.
Yeah. That's why I offered you a potato.
You literally came over with your hand out, and I'm like,
I was a 5-year-old. Like, give me,
and I gave you some
popcorn.
That was hilarious because Andrew said something. He comes over to Chris, and Chris is literally like, high five.
And he's like, no. Game five. He's like, no, I want some popcorn. I'm like, no, there's bags in the back.
No, no, I got a shock on my face.
Couldn't have gave my man a kernel or two, though? Come on, man.
No.
No.
Come on, man.
In retrospect. Anyway.
Wow, what's going on? Wow.
What's all that? We got some yelling in the hallway out there.
There's also a lot of people outside.
All right. Hey, so I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, everybody. Yeah, you know that by now. I'm trying to not get popcorn on this beautiful desk, which is furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call or click Grainger.com or just stop by. So what if I told you that a third of the National Football League has 3 wins through 5 games? A third. 10 teams are 3-2, and 11th is 3-1, because the Detroit Lions had that very odd week 5 bye as a 3-1 team. Not that it's odd that they have a bye week 5 and they're 3-1, but week 5 just seems a bit early for a team that isn't playing overseas. Do we really believe in many of the 3-win teams? Let's ask that question out loud. There are 4 of them in the American Football Conference. I believe in the Ravens. They are 3-2, although I do find it interesting that Dean Pease, who is kind of the Sugar Ray Leonard of defensive coordinators, he claims he's retired but comes out of retirement every 8 months.
All the time.
Dean Pease has now been called in to help Zach Orr because that defense clearly has issues. Look what Joe Burrow was able to do last week.
Yeah, with Jaden Daniels up next, I mean, that could get ugly for that unit.
The Buffalo Bills are 3-2, and I believe in the Bills, even with their defensive injuries and their offensive issues without the clear number one. Oh, now that's a problem. It wasn't a problem a week ago, but now, evidently, it's a problem. I don't know that I believe in the Pittsburgh Steelers, because I do think that this could be the last week for Justin Fields. Now, they're in Vegas. It's not as if all of a sudden Max Crosby and Christian Wilkins is out, but Max Crosby coming back, it's going to, you know, the Raiders are going to just beat them up. I think Justin Fields is going to make some plays. But if they lose in Vegas, if they lose to the fighting Aiden O'Connells, is it Russell Wilson time? I'm still not there yet on the Pittsburgh Steelers. You are much more bullish on the Denver Broncos than I am. Their defense is really good.
Really
Pat
good.
Sertan is really good.
Really good.
Bo Nix has that bleep you coach swagger.
I think he's got a little bit of whatever the it factor
is. Oh, he always did, yeah. And that's why he got drafted in the first round. But he's no longer the deer in headlights guy we saw the first couple of weeks.
Agreed. And why, you know, look, you don't have a lot of their players in fantasy, I don't think, any of their receivers or running backs or anything, but I don't think that matters. It seems like they're a sum of the parts type team. And if Sean Payton and Bo Nix can be on the same page, I think they can make the playoffs for sure.
Funny, you believe in them more than you believe in the 2-2 Chargers coming off a bye that have a fantastic defense through only 4 games. And they have Justin Herbert at quarterback.
I don't know what you're putting words into my mouth. I think maybe the West can get 3 playoff teams.
You do?
I do. I don't think Pittsburgh's going to hang on here. And so, you know, maybe another team slides up. But I'm with you. I have a lot of questions about Pittsburgh.
The Chargers and Broncos is the sneaky good game of the week. There are a couple of them. There's one of the NFC South. Clearly the big one, the Ravens and the Commanders. I think it's great that region has that game and that rivalry, or that is a thing. I don't know if it is a rivalry, but this game makes it fun and interesting this week. The Chargers and the Broncos have the top 2 scoring defenses in the NFL. This is 1-2. The Broncos have won 3 consecutive games. First rookie quarterback in franchise history to do that. John Elway didn't do that, but Bo Nix has. Now, it's not all him. And Justin Herbert has a 90 passer rating in all 4 games. I couldn't care less about passer rating. If you look at the fantasy angle, he's throwing for like less than 180.
No, every game. I don't think a single fantasy team in America is starting Justin Herbert this week.
All they do is run the ball and play defense, which is good enough to win. But, you know, are you more of a Charger believer or a Raider? I'm sorry, a Charger believer or a Bronco believer?
I think I skew a little bit Denver at the moment.
And I would skew a little bit more Chargers only because they have Justin Herbert. Only because.
Who's been a little bit injury prone the last couple years.
Who has been a lot injury prone, yeah. Obviously. So that's in the AFC. In the NFC, everybody is 3-2. I mean, pretty much.
Seems like it.
Seems like it. Yeah. You got the Vikings at the top. You got the Commanders at 4-1. And then you have the Falcons, the Seahawks, although that'll change. They play tonight. The Lions at 3-1. The Bears at 3-2. The Bucks at 3-2. The Cowboys at 3-2. The Packers at 3-2. I mean, you make sense of the NFC. I like the Falcons.
Bears 3-2.
I said Bears.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Sorry.
Matter of fact, I think the Bears are going to go to 4-2.
Oh.
I think the Bears beat the Jaguars. I think there's a lot going on in Jacksonville. Yeah, they got their first win. Yay, congratulations. I'm not going to, you know, factor the hurricane into this, but they are late arriving. How about that? True. I think that may factor into it. The Bears have been there the entire time. There being London, that game on NFL Network. Rich is calling it with Kurt Warner. And I believe Dales and Weitsch on the sideline. Steve Weitsch on the sideline. I think the Bears do go to 4-2. The sneaky good game of the week as well that's not getting the attention, part of the reason is the quarterback, but it's Tampa at 3-2 against the Saints on a short week at 2-3 and a short week with Spencer Rattler at quarterback. If the Bucs go to 4-2, Bucs and the Falcons battling for the top of that division, you have Mike Evans, one touchdown and 44 yards away from 100 touchdowns and 12,000 yards.
First ballot Hall of Famer, baby.
Which is just bonkers. But I am fascinated to see what Spencer Rattler does. Last year, we had three different fifth-round quarterbacks start. Can you name them?
Last year?
Mm-hmm. Last year, there were three different quarterbacks selected in that year's fifth round, the 2023 fifth round, start games. Can you name them?
Probably not.
TJ, feel free to participate.
Will do.
That's a no.
Come on, you name one of them. His name has already been mentioned on the show today.
I'd imagine Tommy DeVito.
Not Tommy DeVito.
He wasn't in the fifth round?
Nope.
The fifth round?
He's already mentioned on this show today.
I have no idea.
Dorian Thompson Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I wouldn't
started
have.
For the Browns.
Yep. I wouldn't have forgotten
okay.
about him.
Come on.
DTR.
Come on.
Jake Browning?
Nope.
Browning Nagel.
Jake Browning's been in the league for 5 years.
I don't know.
Clayton Toon.
Oh.
I mean, started a game for the Arizona Cardinals. They got like less than 100 yards of offense in Cleveland.
Josh Dobbs?
No, but before Josh Dobbs, I'm talking last year's fifth round.
Not last year.
Rookies. Fifth round rookies. I should have been more specific.
Kellen Mond, did he start a game?
Fifth round rookies last year.
Again, just answer your own
Jaren
question.
Jaren Hall.
Great.
BYU.
Already
well,
forgotten
how did
about
you guys
all these
think
guys.
That Josh Dobbs was a rookie.
We didn't. We're just throwing out names.
Yeah. Okay.
I would never have gotten
like
that.
There were like 80 starting quarterbacks last year.
Who the hell is Tim Horton?
Exactly.
I know that you got the Browns jersey at home with all the names on it. But
no, I don't.
Come on.
No, I don't. And I, by the way, can we look at the camera?
Track all this.
Don't be a loser fan and do that. Like, if I need to see one more broadcast or one more tweet, here's the jersey. Like, shut up. Stop it. Be more creative. You know what that jersey is? The jersey is all the quarterback names. That is the hat tap to Kevin Clark, or tip of the cap to Kevin Clark, who did this last week. And I texted him and said, yes, thank you. Right, he did it with Joel McHale. That is the equivalent of the network in bump in Seattle of the fish market and the fish getting thrown. Right, the shot's 10 years old,
but that's still
right?
cool.
You haven't shot a new one
You're
in years.
Catching a fish,
right? Show me something else. There are other things in Seattle. Show me Mount Rainier. Go climb the mountain.
Well, you want some coffee getting made?
Show me coffee.
Right. Can I see some beans?
Some great sushi restaurants there as well.
Come on.
Like, show. There's so much more in Seattle.
That's all anybody cares about is catching the fish, though.
It's not true.
It's cool. It's a touristy thing.
Yeah, we're tourists in the city.
Show me something different.
They show the pier for LA games, and it's not close to SoFi.
And that's what I tweeted, and I said to Kevin last week as well.
I've never been to the Ferris wheel, man.
Like, only tourists go to the Ferris wheel on the Santa Monica Pier.
I live 15 minutes away from it. I've never been there.
When we, the locals, go there, we're just going to Big Dean's downstairs to drink and watch football.
I mean, maybe the best burger in town.
Yes.
Honestly.
Is that the place I couldn't get in on Sunday? I think, yeah. Couldn't find a parking spot.
Well, you can't find parking. It's not like you couldn't get in. There was a parking issue.
Come on,
now. Parking issue. That's all it was.
Parking issue.
Big Dean's takes everybody. We all get in. Okay? It's a great bar.
It's a great bar.
No one goes to the Santa Monica Pier, but hey, it's the Lakers. It's the Celtics. And here's a shot of a tourist trap 20 miles away. Right? Or, hey, look, it's the Dodgers at the Ravine, the Dodgers of the Padres, and the Santa Monica Pier.
We digress.
Right. SoFi and the, well, no, SoFi is a little bit closer, but still not there, and the Santa Monica Pier. I got on a tangent here. I compared the Browns jersey with all the quarterbacks of Seattle Fish,
and then we went down.
You get what I'm saying here? Okay. Anyway, so the other 3-2 teams, or the other 3-win teams here, I told you the Steelers, the Lions and the Cowboys is obviously the one you circle this week, other than Ravens and Commanders. Lions and Cowboys. Lions off a bye. Detroit's 3-1. Dallas is 3-2. I'll say this right now. I believe in the Lions. I think they're a Super Bowl team.
I do not
believe in the Cowboys. And I'm not going to apologize for it. I give Dak credit. Played a great game last week.
Great game. Great
money on the table, despite the turnovers, fourth down, or rather fourth quarter. Drove him down the field.
Yep.
Rico Dowdle makes plays. Jalen Tolbert makes plays. Jalen Tolbert catches a touchdown one play after he caught that football someplace that felt very uncomfortable. Right?
Yes.
Very uncomfortable.
Yes.
And Tyler Guyton, the rookie tackle, the left tackle from Oklahoma, if you saw his post game afterwards, he got hit right there. Like, he thought it was so funny.
He got twisted.
Right. And then, if you notice, Jalen Tolbert kind of tiptoeing because it hurt. A play later, 2 minutes later, tiptoeing across the formation to get around the linebacker and to come free for that touchdown. Like, you could tell he was in some pain.
We've been there.
So, tip of the cap to Dak. Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just still don't believe in them.
Right,
the entire defense is injured right now.
What about Green Bay? Buying Green Bay?
I am.
I am too.
They're running the football. However, Jordan Love is kind of a turnover machine. Like, have you seen Jordan Love's turnover numbers?
Mm-mm. High?
High? Yes, he has the lowest passer rating in the NFL this year when under pressure. Granted, he missed a couple of games here. Okay. But
five picks.
Jordan Love is averaging, because it's 1.7 picks a game. Again, he missed two. They won with Malik Willis.
Right.
But if you go average touchdowns per game and average picks per game, Jordan Love is leading the NFL, small sample size, in average touchdown passes per game, 2.7. He is leading the NFL in average interceptions per game as well.
Yeah, he's trying.
Slightly skewed. He is trying. I do believe in the Packers' ability to A, run the football and take the ball away, because they lead the NFL in turnovers defensively. 14 takeaways. I think Jordan Love can still play good football, but that's a great game as well. If Arizona can go up there to Green Bay this week, have you seen how well Kyler is playing? Yes, you have.
Mm-hmm.
If they can go up there and win at San Francisco and then at Green Bay, I'm a Cardinal believer. And they're a 3-win team.
They're 2-3.
If they go to beat Green Bay is what I said.
I'm kind of a Cardinal believer as well.
The 3-win teams I don't believe in? The Cowboys. I just don't. I believe in the Bucks, but
Seattle?
I do believe in Seattle.
You like them tonight?
I do like them tonight. I think they win tonight. Yeah. I do. Now, I think the better question is, what are the 2-win teams that you believe in and you're not giving up on? Like, are you giving up on the Eagles? Are you giving up on the Saints? I mentioned the Cardinals. I'm in no way giving up on them. Are you giving up on the Dolphins at 2 wins? Yeah, until Tua comes back, I am. The Raiders, no. I saw them in person. I am in no way sold. The Colts, eh. I like Joe Flacco. He makes them fun.
Makes them fun.
Makes him a lot of fun. Do I think they have staying power? Eh, not necessarily. Not with the way that defense is playing at all.
Like, do you think Tua can come back and save Miami's season?
I think if Tua comes back, yeah, they're all of a sudden a winning team.
Yeah.
But is Tua coming back? I can't guess that. Can you?
Seems likely.
It seems likely. But when? I don't got an answer.
Unclear.
Unclear.
As early as week 8, maybe after that.
Nothing you want to rush back either, though.
Tell you right now, I'd vote for him for MVP.
Really?
I would.
Well, you did say that earlier,
though. I also don't have a vote.
Yeah, it's like the Peyton Manning year.
It's the Peyton Manning thing.
Yeah.
Totally. I'd vote for Tua 100%. Anyway, coming up, more on the Thursday night game.
Sneaky big for the Niners.
And it'll take a couple phone calls as well. Cool?
Cool.
Cool.
Sure.
844-204-RICH, by the way. It's the Rich Eisen Show.
Let's talk about Game Time tickets, people. We've been talking about it, actually, for months here on the Rich Eisen Show and our Rich Eisen podcasts. But guess what? There's something new to tell you about Game Time. There's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Yet another way that Game Time makes things easier for you when you're looking for tickets to anything in your area. With the new Game Time Picks, it's curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with the all-in pricing feature, which is my favorite, you get to see the total up front, so there's no surprise fees at Game Time checkout. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This guy over there, Brockman, with his Red Sox cap over there. Do you have the David Price sound that where he was bitching about David Price after the Yankees beat him up in, what was that, game 2? Play it. Go for it for Bill Burr.
I want him to quit. I want him to retire on the spot.
Yeah, he's not going to.
I didn't go that
That's
hard.
What I want. He was terrible.
Part of you, so furious at David Price.
I'm so furious.
But you were kind of feeling good, though. Like, you're getting it off your chest. Like, you couldn't
It was
have been,
therapeutic,
see,
but
what's
like.
See what I'm saying? That's what. What's with? Is there something about
name another sports fan that sees their guy?
I don't know. Just like maybe I'm just a much more sunny disposition type guy.
Were you screaming,
oh,
at Harbaugh?
This is about him. This is about how great he is. Oh, now I see where this is going. I was confused.
No,
you know, Rich. Okay, you spoon fed it to me. I want to tell you something, Rich. Out of all the sports shows I go on, I think you are the nicest, most even keeled, pleasant, respectful to other fan base.
No, I just think it goes back to like the Tea Party, you know. It goes all the way back to like you don't feel represented. You feel like you're taxed. You feel like a taxed
you feel
sports
it?
Fan.
Do you feel the jealousy?
Oh, don't you love that?
You haven't been represented in the sports universe.
It's always great when I have another teammate come in to studio, because I'm teamed up against 2-on-1 with the New York.
Don't you hate any time like there's a big Boston game? What they show, they always show like lighthouses, lobster fishermen, and Paul Revere, like, oh yeah, that's Massachusetts. I never saw any of that. You know, who goes to a tourist attraction in your own city?
Exactly.
You only do it when relatives come to town.
Oh, like, do you want
to
go,
to the USS Constitution. Oh, do you?
Here's where Cheers
you
is.
Stand in line down there? Well, have a great time. I'm going to go to a dive bar. Where do you want to go next? You want to go to Cheers? Yeah. Just to let you know, it doesn't look like that when you go inside. So just take a picture outside.
If you're watching on the TV side, that is a great old Bill Burr bit about what we were talking about with the network rejoins. Like, hey, here's what tourists think of when they think of your city. And now back to football. Yeah. Some of those are rough. And I truly do believe that they need to get rid of the fish throwing at the market in Seattle. Show me something else.
Have you done it? Have you done the fish?
I've never thrown the fish. I've eaten fish in Seattle. I do that frequently. I eat a lot of fish. I've never thrown a fish, nor have I thrown my meal back at a chef or a server while eating in Seattle. Let's go to the phones. Sully has been waiting patiently to make fun of Del Tufo.
Sully waits patiently for anybody at the Rich Eisen show. TJ, Jay Felly, Brockman, what's good, Sully?
Hey, what's up, Sully?
What's up, baby?
What up?
Andrew?
Sir?
Like Del Tufo.
Yes.
I also met you in Hermosa Beach, except I wasn't riding my e-bike talking about how much exercise I'm doing up and down the Strand. I met you one beautiful day outside of Martha's on 22nd.
Ah,
you
yes.
You couldn't have been any nicer to me.
Yes,
and
I remember.
And you took a photo to send to the boys that yep. you're with. And, TJ, mm-hmm. congratulations to you and Grimace and all the Mets fans knocking out our other boy, McLovin's Phillies.
Let's go.
Buddy,
wow.
Let's go.
Come on.
Let's go.
I deserve
and
this. Sully.
Full disclosure, if I were to call McLovin, I'd say the opposite, TJ. So.
I know how you're down, Sully. I totally.
You should just call him and call him Andrew and see how he reacts.
Well, I get in trouble when I call him McLovin because he's Perloff on the new show.
Ah.
And he doesn't want to be known as McLovin. But yet, when you hang out with McLovin, everyone screams McLovin at him.
Right.
So I don't know why I would have to call him. Andrew, I'm very glad to see you on TV again, man. I always enjoyed you being on the West Coast. I always loved watching you on the Red Zone and DirecTV's version because when I went to Boston one time and the Red Zone was on, I had no idea who was giving me the updates because you were my guy as far as I was concerned with the Red Zone.
Sully, yeah, you're very kind. You're a gentleman. The other one is done, obviously, by a friend of the program and NFL Network's own Scott Hansen. We worked together. Some of you may not know, we did the Olympics together.
Fellow Orangeman.
On Peacock. Fellow Orange Man. Yes, absolutely. Now there's only one. There used to be two. Now there's one. And yes, it is on every Sunday.
Sully, are we excited for Drake May or what, kid? Let's go.
Buddy, this is the tab that we have to pay Brockman for all those championships. Is watching
yeah, of course.
Horrendous football for 5 weeks, and you know I'm excited to see what Drake May can do with whatever it is because at least it's something moving towards the future, and not just sitting there watching check down Charlie. And you know, look, Jacoby Brissett, God bless you. I hope you get every single penny you deserve because you took a beating for 5 weeks. But come on, we got the throwback unis going, the Pat Patriot, the Reds, Drake May, starting the new future. Brockman, let's go.
I think by Sunday, by kickoff, I'll have talked myself into Patriots money line. Let's go.
I think Sunday by kickoff, you'll talk your way into FedExing and next daying Drake May jerseys for Cage and
yeah.
you. Yeah.
Oh, I tried to buy one before the season. The youth kids were all sold out.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, everyone's excited.
Also,
I know.
On a side note, Brockman, as much as I love him, had no time to come hang last weekend when he was here visiting, watching an unreal game with his Syracuse Orange.
Blame Southwest.
He couldn't make
time
to
go
to dinner with his boy.
Sorry, bud.
Couldn't make dinner.
Sorry, bud.
Couldn't make time. I still love him.
Well, Sully, next time we'll do a brunch or a lunch at Martha's, all right, man?
Buddy, I love you guys. Thank you for always entertaining me and being a very important part of my days. Andrew, it's great seeing you in the big chair. I love you all.
Sully, thank
love you,
buddy.
Hey, see you, pal.
Sully.
Martha's in Hermosa Beach. It is one of the few restaurants actually like on the beach. Not near the beach. Like basically, I mean, you can't jump into the sand from your table, but it may as well be that close.
I don't know that one.
You don't know that one?
No, I walk the Strand all the time. I'm not... I have to look for that.
22nd.
All right.
Yeah, it's good. Like breakfast, lunch. It's not open necessarily for dinner. You know where the Bottle Inn is?
Yes.
Directly across the street.
Ah.
Ah, yes. As we do South Bay restaurants
here. I was
going to
say, for conversations that can be had off air.
Off air. Real quick, amazing line here from Zach Rosenblatt, who covers the Jets, from Sauce Gardner. Ahmad Sauce Gardner. Says that he deleted social media from his phone, too much negativity, and he only heard about Robert Saleh being fired when his agent texted him and said, quote, what do you think about the news? So he Googled Jets and saw the news.
That's amazing. And also, Sauce is like, you're just so innocent, little Sauce.
I don't know that I entirely believe that.
Maybe not.
Like, I do believe that he took, you know, X and the socials off his phone. Plenty of players do that.
It's a fun story.
Totally do that. But the idea that he Googled Jets.
And then hit the news tab. News. Yeah, news about the Jets.
Yeah.
I do love that, though.
Really? Okay. Alex, Long Island, on the phone of the Rich Eisen Show. Hi, Alex.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
I'm
on Long Island. Big Yankees fan. What's up, gang? So, really, first of all, I wanted to commend you. There looks like a giant party behind you, and Rich would have probably mentioned it. Probably.
Okay, so no, I'll explain it. So, we're still at the DirecTV campus, AT&T DirecTV campus here, and there is some kind of, what is it, fair outside?
Programmer's fair.
Programming
yeah.
fair.
Yeah.
So, all, like, the networks and, you know.
All different yep. channels. Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Alex, yeah. I'm just impressed that we're eating popcorn from the back room and we haven't snuck out during commercials to go take the food.
Yeah, there is. There usually is good food out
That's going to come in 9 minutes yeah, when we go up there.
I wanted to prank you guys and say, hey, I'm outside. Come outside.
I mean, that's right out of a David Lynch movie right there. Yeah.
Yeah. So New York's having obviously a great day today. I'm a huge Rangers fan as well. We really put the spanking on the Penguins yesterday. But I'm a huge Yankees fan. We've been rooting for the Mets. Now, I don't know if that's a bad take. Like, I would ask TJ, do you accept some Yankees fans rooting for the Mets right now while you guys go on this crazy run?
Interesting.
I mean, I think that's a question better suited for actual people living in New York. I'm not sure what the temperature is between those two fan bases. But look, man. We're all inclusive. Everybody welcome. Get on board, man, because we need all the support.
Wait, Alex, let me ask you. So if the Yankees were out and already eliminated, would you be feeling this way about rooting for the Mets?
Yeah,
or would you be jealous that they're still alive?
Ask.
I would most likely be rooting for the Mets. I feel like I'm a Giants fan. I root for the Jets, too. But these fan bases, obviously, they're very prideful. They haven't won that recently, so... yeah, being a Yankees, Giants, Rangers fan, like it's just an older gen that's seen some success. I mean, we're all starving for something here in New York, you know?
Nicest New Yorker ever. Yeah. Alex, everybody.
And Long Island. You're a 1%er.
Yeah. Alex, let me ask you, where in Long Island are you?
I'm in Commack, so the North Shore, like Suffolk border area.
Okay.
About an hour train ride or about an hour and a half drive into the city.
Okay. I used to live on Long Beach, Long Island, years ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You guys should continue this offline, see if you all went to high school together or something like that. Yeah.
My cousin's a huge Mets fan, lives in Long Beach, and he's definitely a lot more receptive to me rooting for the Mets, but people in my poker group, that they're telling me that all we have is Aaron Judge, Soto, and a bag of baseballs. And I said, well, you have all these gimmicks. You have Grimace. You have the pumpkin. You have
they are gimmicky. Yeah.
All we have is the pinstripes and a bunch of dogs, man.
Alex, we appreciate you,
all
man.
Right,
have Alex. A great weekend.
Yeah,
have a
good one, dude. Appreciate
Let's go Mets.
Wow.
LFGM.
Literally the nicest New Yorker I've ever met.
Right? He has to be a transplant.
I mean, there are many Cubs fans or White Sox fans. They're like, you know what?
Yeah, sure, go the Cubs.
I'm really happy for the Cubs. that person does not exist.
Alex seems like
does not exist.
Alex seems like my type of dude, man.
It simply does not exist.
Great.
Like, I've never heard that before. Now, I've heard I'm rooting for the Subway Series. Now, that's different.
Right.
But I've never heard, yeah.
Hey, you know what? I'm happy for them.
I'm happy for that other team. I wish you well.
No,
I wish you well.
Absolutely not.
Those people generally don't exist.
Usually I'm rooting for the media.
Well, no one's in Baltimore going,
I'm really happy the Colts found their quarterback.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You guys knock it, but this world, especially now, needs more people like that.
I totally.
So, I'm with you.
With you on that.
I'm totally with you.
Like either of you are.
No, this is sports. Sports hate is different than real hate.
Yeah, but
thank you. I used to do that. I've done that bit before in the past.
Yeah,
I just don't like to use the word hate because there really is too much of it in the world these days. I don't do the bit anymore, but I'm with you.
Yeah.
Sports is a good form to get that negative energy out as long as you do it politely and don't throw things at people in right field and stuff like that.
That's the problem.
People in right field.
Really. Hey, radio. Yo, friends, you got Mike Hill tomorrow. My name is Andrew. Thanks to Rich for letting me sit here. So long, everybody.
Peace.
Bingo.
All right, Bill, we're recording now. And please put your phone on silent.
Oh, where is my phone?
Let's go, man. Okay. Get it together over there, player. Go ahead. Pick on me the way that you want to.
I wouldn't say that to my son.
Just go.
All right, why would people want to listen to the Sims Complete podcast?
Father-son dynamic duo talking about the game of football.
We do a lot of quarterback and coach talks. It's fun. I love doing this. It's been awesome.
Sims Complete. Check us out on the Believe Network. Appreciate it.
Just search Believe, B-L-E-A-V, wherever you listen.